Welcome to the Husky Blood Moon Podcast. It's aside from a podcast, meaning that it's about nothing in particular.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Husky Blood Moon Podcast. This is your Husky Blood Moon, Ira Duran. Quick inside the workings of this podcast, I was having a shit show here with the audio because for some fucking reason this thing did not want to balance out. You know, it was going more on one side than the other, and that bummed me out. I was about to throw the fucking towel, and then I put on some Down and Lifer. That shit kicked me right in the balls and woke me up, and here I am. So I wish I can have Lifer as the main intro for this podcast, but, you know, monetizing and all that shit and me not being known and this podcast being listened to maybe 2-3 people at best, that kind of makes that uphill battle. But that will be the dream, that one day Lifer will be the intro for the podcast. As I said, this is Ariel. Hope you guys have been doing well. I'd like to apologize for the previous podcast, which was total garbage and shit. That's all my bad. That's none of your fault. That's my fault. That's my bad. I fucked up because I went into it with a blank head and it showed. I listened to it. I barely could bear it. And so, yeah, I apologize for that. I'll try to keep this one more, shall we say, focused. Let's start stuff with good news, or not good news, but good stuff. And then we can dive in into the hellhole that is 2020 so far, or up to, or being up to date with what is the hellhole that has been open, or what is the seal of the apocalypse that has been open at this time. So let's talk about the good shit that I found out this week, or this past week, actually. You all remember on, I think it was episode 18, the one I did with Alfred. Shout out to Alfred. And if you're listening, Alfred, when the fuck are you going to come back, you little bitch? You're supposed to be back here doing another podcast with me and not making me do these solo shits, which are boring as fuck. I have very little material to bounce off. I need someone with a dark fucking mind to bounce ideas off, you fucking bitch. So get your ass over here and let's record some fucking podcast. Let's do it 2 or 3, have them saved in the bank, and then we'll just show them from time to time. So I got that one rant out of the way. But yes, if you listen to episode 18... See how I like to do open parentheses all over the fucking place. That's kind of my style. We introduce you guys to the Rabacucus, you know, the extreme evangelical Christians that preach on the interwebs, that have even their own Instagram accounts or YouTube accounts, and where they call everyone the devil. Everyone is the devil except them, of course, because, you know, they're the only ones that are walking on the side of God. The good news that I want to talk about is that, first of all, they don't like to be called Rabacucus. That is a name that was put on them by a meme that someone did on YouTube, a video meme somebody did about them on YouTube. And they don't actually call themselves that way. They just call themselves, you know, servants of God, whatever. They don't have a name. They don't have a name. But that is a title that has been bestowed upon them by the general population. So, you know, we're going to run with it. Although I'm making it clear that that is not how they perceive themselves or like to be called. But for the sake of, you know, what we're talking about, that you guys get the reference what we're talking about, I will continue to call them Rabacucus, but it is not with the intent of dicking with them or fucking with them. It's just that, you know, for reference. But anyways, I digress. My friend that I talked about in that podcast, which did the t-shirts of their slogans, he actually went up and met them and had a, you know, heart-to-heart with them, talked personally with them. He said that he found them to be a very good people, good-hearted people, although that they do talk a big game in interwebs. But when you treat them in a personal level, they are, you know, human beings. You know, treat you with respect, with kindness, and whatnot. So he found that to be very interesting, and he narrated his experience with them and even showed some video of his meeting with them on his YouTube channel. His name is Vladimir Santos. Vladimir has a very interesting experience in his personal life. He was raised, you know, a very hardcore atheist, communist, if you will. His family, you know, were part of that communist revolution in the 70s in the Dominican Republic. And he was raised without knowing what a god is. He didn't have any idea or any clue. You know, not the traditional form of whatever Latin American household. Because usually if you go to a Latin American household, they believe in God, whether Catholic, Jehovah Witness, evangelical, whatnot. But there's a good chance that they believe in God. But in his case, that was not. And he had a radical conversion because he was going to commit suicide by blowing his head off. Yes, I talk very clearly about these things, but this is something that he tells you in his testimony. And without going into much details, he said that God, he heard the audible voice of God talking to him. And that was led to his conversion. So it's a very interesting story. If you want to believe it or not, that's on you. I'm not trying to impose you a belief system. That's all on you. You believe whatever you want to believe. You don't want to take his word for it. That's fine. But nonetheless, it's a cool story. I do believe him because so far in my treating with him and whatnot, he is not a bullshit artist to my knowledge that I might know. But so far, so good with me and him in his deal in our dealings. So far, so good. So I can't say shit about him and can't say he's a liar or whatnot. So, if you are a bilingual person that understands Spanish, most of you are, if you're listening to this podcast, because you know me, and you're a personal friend of mine, if you're listening to this because God knows that the general population is unaware totally of this podcast, go check him out. I'll try to put the link on Vladimir's channel. He has the testimony of his encounter with the Rabacucus on his YouTube channel. I think it's Vladimir Rapserio. I don't know the handle right now off memory, but I'll put the link on it on the description, both on the audio and video version of this podcast. So that way you can go there and check it out. I'll put the link of the video itself where he narrates his experience with the Rabacucu. So I already put out the positive, aspect of that. So I just wanted to start out, you know, talking something good, positive. Because this week has been shit. It's been, some of you will find the next story maybe not shit. Maybe you'll find it like, So let's go right into it. You know, the story of this week, this week that has just ended as of recording time, is that the good old president of the United States, Donnie Trumpy, got the COVID. Him and his wife, Melania, got the COVID. And currently he's in treatment and currently he's still alive and kicking against the wishes of some. And, you know, after the debacle that was the debate that he did last week with Weekend at Bernie's, you can kind of tell I'm in the center, right? Because I'm making fun of both of them. I've called Trump a lot of things in this podcast. I think I have. I don't know. I don't recall. You got to understand the nuance of being trying to be funny is that generally speaking, you don't really mean what you say. You're just trying to elicit a response to the people that are listening. And it could be interpreted as funny. It could be interpreted as rude. You know, the interpretation is pretty much on the side of the receiver, not the giver. I'm just spewing the shit out of my mouth. And that's basically what I am doing, spewing shit. You know, there's some information there that, you know, like everything that you said, there's some nuggets of truth, but normally speaking, it is shit. Kind of like politicians. And continuing with the politicians, we're talking about Trumpy. Trumpy, so yeah, he's sick. I don't wish him any ill will. I don't wish anybody ill will, to be honest. Even people that have made my life a living hell, I wouldn't wish them any ill will, because I know what it's like to be on the receiving end of shit. And it's not a good feeling, and I don't wish that upon anyone. No human beings whatsoever. So what I hope about this experience is that he might learn humility. That he might actually learn, you know, well, okay, people suffer from this shit. I played it down for months, and now I got the chance to get it. I mean, I don't think he'll get it as bad. I mean, yeah, he's not in the best shape in the world, and he's in the north 70s, and he has a big old pot belly. He eats a lot of junk food, kind of like me, but I'm like, I don't know, 30 years younger than him, 30, 40 years younger than him. I don't know. Yeah, I'm like 30 something years younger than him. So that doesn't apply that much. Hope he pulls out, but he will, because he being president of the United States, you got the best medical attention possible. So he's going to pull out of that. So all you people that wished him ill will, you know, you ain't going to get what you wanted there now. But at least I hope that the experience teaches him humbleness, humility, that he can appreciate what people have gone through these past months with this fucking shithole of a pandemic. And that, you know, he leans to a way that it's more acceptable for the general population, not being just a dick. Because he's kind of a dickish to me, but then again, but don't get me wrong, I'm not a Democrat either. I'm neither. I've never been either side. I'm not even a libertarian. I don't know what the fuck I am, but I'm not in pro any other sides. So just to make that one clear. So, hope that Trumpy gets better and, that the elections go through, and hopefully the seventh seal of the apocalypse is not open in November. Speaking of Trumpy, let's talk about his BFF, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, who gets in the news again for the fucking Twitch and Cameo shit. Y'all remember I talked about this, you know, the ones of you that actually care about wrestling shit. But this is relevant because remember that he wanted that the wrestlers to remove their Cameos and Twitch accounts, or to have them be associated to WWE. Well, guess what happened this week? He sent a letter to all the wrestlers that have active Twitch accounts and Cameo accounts that they should make that they have to sign a paper saying that those accounts belong to WWE and they'll get a cut of the money that they make out of Twitch and Cameo. What is my opinion on that? Fuck you, Vince. That is their money. Most of those guys created those accounts before they were even in WWE. Before they were your wrestlers, wrestling under your umbrella. In this day and age, we're in the middle of a pandemic where their paycheck has been cut their paycheck has been cut in a big way. There you go. I can't talk now. Where they getting a cut now because they're not doing live shows. They're not selling merchandise on the road. This is the only way they can get another income for their homes. Now, I'm not saying they're poor, but, you know, everybody's taking a hit nowadays. And we'll talk about on our neck of the woods here in DR in a second. But these wrestlers are taking a hit. And this son of a bitch wants to take a cut out of money that they earn doing a hobby on their free spare time. Fuck you, Vince. Fuck you. Fuck you. There's no justification for you to take an account that belongs to a personal account that belongs to people doing something in their leisure, in their out time. And now you want to incorporate it into your fucking business just because you think you're hurting money. And by the way, of all the businesses that have suffered through this COVID shit, WWE's business has been booming. They've been making money from with fucking filled fists left and right. They've been making money on out the yin yang. And they still feel the need that they're taking a hit and they want to take money out of their fucking wrestlers. Fuck you, Vince. Fuck you. And Yu Yang got a whiff of this again. And he, you already know the thing, how it went with the last time with Yu Yang when he found out that he wanted that Vinny, he wanted to get involved with the wrestler's Twitch account. You know, with the whole wording of the, what is it? Independent contractor bullshit. Which is a total fucking bullshit. If anything, like, you know, if anything CM Punk wrestlers can appreciate him for, it was taking, going to court with WWE and proving in court that the contract ain't worth fucking shit. Their contracts that they signed the wrestlers ain't worth the paper it's printed on because it's bullshit. They're not independent contractors. They're treated as straight up employees. Independent contractor means that you can go out and work somewhere else. Not WWE wrestlers. They can't go out anywhere. You know who are really independent contractors? AEW wrestlers, Impact wrestlers. They can go out and wrestle anywhere. They can go out and do independent shows anywhere in the States or outside the States as well. They even have that under contract that they can go out anywhere. WWE wrestlers are exclusively tied to WWE. That's not independent contractor. That is a straight up employee where I can't work anywhere but for you. Then I'm a straight up employee. So fuck you, Vince. You're not, I hope to God that the guys and girls in that locker room, girl pair, you know, have the testicular fortitude or the fortitude or the ovaries to tell Vince to go fuck himself and send his ass to court. And I bet your ass there is every fucking court in the United States that will uphold their side, the wrestler's side, and tell Vince to go fuck himself. I can guarantee that. Because it's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. So that got me pissed. And I hope that the wrestlers get their true retribution on that end and don't get fucked by WWE. And by the way, if you're a wrestler, look how full of shit I am that I'm actually thinking that they might listen to this. If you're a wrestler listening to this fucking podcast, by the way, hit me up if you are. I mean, I would love to know that information. That WWE wrestlers listen to me? Holy shit. Like five people listen to me, and imagine a fucking wrestler listen to me. If you're a WWE wrestler, listen to this. Tell Vince on my end, go fuck himself. I already have my history with WWE. They can go fuck themselves. That's why I watch AEW all the way. Fuck WWE. Fuck it right in the ear. Anyway, continuing these beautiful rants, which apparently is what I'm known for. I should change the slogan of the podcast with ranting my ass off and screaming. We're going to talk about now something that is very near dear in our hearts, the people here that live in DR. The Dominican government, the newly elected Dominican government, headed by our new president, Luis Abinader, has expressed that he wants to add taxes for the next year in 2021. He wants to add taxes for online shopping, whether with debit card or credit card. He wants to add taxes. So if you buy from Amazon, eBay, whatever the fuck you're buying, they want to tax that shit. They want to tax online services, meaning if you have Amazon Video, Netflix, Disney Plus, whatever, they want to tax that shit. And the doozy, they want to tax the Christmas bonus. And now, the president is saying that, like, well, you know, these are measures that need to be taken because they left the previous government left the country, the country in bankruptcy. They took all the fucking money and lickety split. So we have to do something in order to recover the economy. And I understand that because that's pretty much the reason why we voted against the previous government and kicked their asses out of office, because we understood that they were, you know, ransacking the whole place and leaving nothing but dust and rocks. So I understand that. But to tax us, the taxpayers that barely are making ends meet now in the middle of a fucking pandemic. And by the way, this pandemic will continue till next year. So this is not, it's not like it's going to end now. So, and taxing us and putting us more problems. I mean, I can go into details of the shit that is happening in my neck of the woods, specifically me, but I am contractually obligated not to mention that publicly. So I'm not even going to go there. But I can speak for the general population when I say, fuck no, no more fucking taxes, no more fucking taxes to us. We're fucking done paying all your shit. You fucking politicians took every fucking dime that the nation produces and set it up for you to get in your mansions, get paying off hoes, paying off fucking yachts, paying up fucking mansions, paying up a fleet of fucking cars for your fucking asses, getting salaries that not even people in the United States are having. People who are in power don't have that fucking kind of salary. The fucking president of the United States don't make that kind of fucking money, even if he get his whole fucking salary, because Trump allegedly only gets a symbolic a dollar salary. He's forgoing his salary, allegedly. But how about, instead of taxing us, the people, how about you reducing your fucking exuberant salary, politicians? How about trying to get that money that was stolen? How about doing something in favor of us who are getting fucked out of every orifice in our bodies? And I think that you have created like 20 extra orifice already, because we are getting fucked in every single direction, in every single area of our collective bodies. We cannot take any more fucking taxes. We cannot take any more fucking loads on us. We're fucking stacked up as is. I'm stacked up as is. Everybody is stacked up as is. I've talked to people here and it is not an easy way of life here. Shit ain't easy here. It ain't easy. We're barely making going by. Barely. But everybody is just accumulating debt and there's no fucking way to paying it, because you're not making enough money, because whatever money you are making is getting deduced, getting deducted. So how the fuck are you going to pay debt when you're making less money? And now you want to collect more money out of us? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fucking assholes. Go get your own fucking money. Stop paying those fucking whores who you're fucking, or those dudes that you're fucking on the side. Whatever the fuck you do on the low end. Stop that shit. Take the money that you're collecting from us. The already big amount of money, because you take money at the yin yang for every single fucking thing. Go to the supermarket, there's taxes. Go to anywhere, gasoline, holy shit. We pay the most expensive gasoline in the fucking planet, and that gasoline is horse shit. It is cow piss. I don't know how the hell our vehicles are even running with that shit. We pay the most expensive gasoline in the world and it's shit. And the price, such a high price is because it is taxed. Over 50% taxed. And you're expecting us to pay more fucking taxes? Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm fucking done with that old bullshit. So, sorry for that rant, but I guess I express the feelings of the majority. Now, let's go into another area, and kind of related, because it is exposing bullshit. If you know me, and I think I've made it very clear, I hate bullshit. I try to avoid it, and I think I've developed some sort of radar of good and bad. And I personally believe in good and bad, because I believe there is a deity. We can discuss the theological implications of that later. I am no theologian, and I don't intend to say that is 1,000% truth, because I'm a human being. I can be wrong. So I've been honest and sincere on that end. However, I also look into the bullshit also in my belief system, which I will call out, and I have called out in this podcast, by the way. I've called out the bullshit in religion. I called out the bullshit in Christianity, and I've called out, some of that bullshit is the reason why I got cold feet on Christianity for a while, and kind of even almost dabbed into atheism because of all the rampant bullshit that I saw. People claiming shit that they weren't, people saying shit that they weren't, preaching one thing with their mouth and their actions doing something else, people in leadership doing shit that is not right. I mean, even now, there are some leaders that you've heard in the news that are getting divorced, where we talk about that, oh, we don't get divorced, we don't ever leave our partners, ever. But there they are, leaving their partners, you know, preaching, living up what they preached, in total bullshit, like the majority do. And I call out the bullshit in Christianity because guess what? Wherever human beings are involved, bullshit is rampant. It is not limited to a certain group. That's the problem with certain atheists. And I don't intend to call all atheists out. As I've stated before, and I will continue to state, there are some atheists that will put Christians to shame in terms of how good of people they are, how well balanced their lives are, that have never probably even taken drugs or even drank, and have lived a very morally correct life. To those people who are atheists and have lived a very straight and narrow life, I commend you. I thank you for the life that you lived, and thank you for putting a bunch of us Christians to shame. I thank you for living such a great example in life, and I'm not being even sarcastic and whatsoever. I respect the fact that you don't believe in God and still believe in goodness and still believe in justice and still believe in right and wrong. But then I do have to call the bullshit on some of the atheists, because this is calling bullshit. And I already pointed out the bullshit on my side. Now let us call the bullshit on the other side. I found it interesting that I read a publication on social media of an atheist that I know, saying that it was a little bit more politically charged, you know, talking about the Trump thing. Mostly atheists are, I would think that they would be considered, you know, more on the left side, liberal side. And, you know, the same old rant, and I'm not condemning that rant against Trump. Again, I have no ill intentions or any desire to correct people in the ways of how I see it, because they see their ways, and I respect the fact that they want to see the things their way, and I'm not going to call you out for having that expression or that point of view, because that is your point of view, and you have the right to feel and express yourself in whatever way you feel fit. So I'm not calling that person out for that. What I am curious, what I saw was that he says that I don't believe in good and evil, but yet was constantly calling out Trump. Now, what I see there is this. If you don't believe in good and evil, then what the fuck do you give a shit that this guy is full of shit? And I'm not even questioning whether Trump is full of shit. It is obvious as the day, as the sun is bright, as water is wet, that Trump is full of shit, in my opinion. And I think that a lot of people's opinion. If you're centered, not going righty, because all righties seem to be fucking blind on this subject, but if you're a centrist like I am, and of course the people on the left see this clearly as well, and they are justified, in my opinion, to do so, Trump is full of shit. He's a fucking liar. He's the most adulterous, most, he's fucked more women then I can tell he's fucked his way to the top. Let's just say that. So, am I calling that atheist friend out for calling Trump, telling him Trump's truths? No, not that. I'm not calling him down on that. I don't call him out on anything that he said. What I am calling out is the fact that he says that there is no such thing as good and evil. Now, if that is the case, why the fuck do you care if Trump is banging himself 20 bitches? I mean, if there's no good and evil, shit, fuck it. Have him do a fucking orgy on the Oval Office and televise it nationwide. There is no good and evil. Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck? Right? I mean, there is no good and evil. There is no good and evil. And while we're at that, who gives a shit about genocide? Who gives a shit about abortion? Who gives a shit about anything? I mean, let's just blow the fuck out of this planet and don't give a shit. There's no good and evil. There's no right and wrong. Let's just fucking kill each other. That's nothing wrong with that. It's not either good or evil. So you see? That's the bullshit I call on atheism. That side, I don't approve. And again, not all atheists think that way as hardcore. Maybe if they lean too much in that position, they can go there. But not all atheists, I think that way. So, you know, yes, Christianity loaded with problems. Loaded with problems. Bullshit rampant from top to bottom. That doesn't mean, though, that there are people there that I actually have a decent opinion, that actually think of doing right, that are actually believing what they say. And also people that, although they have these beliefs, you know, they stumble, they fall, they want to get better, but they're still struggling with their faith, struggling with not. But then there's also the other ones that are just, you know, in it for the money, in it for the pleasures of being in a position of power, because power corrupts, unfortunately. And I would dare say that the majority of the ones that you see on TV and hear about, you know, the famous ones, they're all in it for the money. Not all of them, maybe. Maybe there's some of them that are, you know, genuinely trying to do right, but you gotta be aware that there's some vanity in there, because why the fuck do you want to be famous? Why the fuck the need to be on TV? Well, we get the message out there. You want to know real Christianity? I'll tell you real Christianity. I'll use an example that I heard a long time ago. There was, and my excuses to go out to any gay people that are listening to this. This is not meant to bash you or make you convert yourself into the ways of Christ. This is just an example that I heard, told by the person that lived through it. Okay, so it's not my way of thinking. This is the person who said it. So this person said that he was gay. And his experiences with churches was generally, you know, get out of here, you fucking F word. And treated, you know, how normally Christians treat gay people. But then he was kicked out of so many places, kicked out by his own family, kicked out by the religious people, kicked out by everybody, you know, fell on drugs and whatnot. And a Christian family picked him up and had him live in his house. Now, these people didn't beat him over the head with a Bible. They didn't talk to him or condescending and treated him like shit. They just treated him with love. Treated him as part of the family, gave him chores to do in the house, treated him with love, gave him a room, gave him a place to sleep, made him feel valuable, part of the family. They never addressed his lifestyle. They never asked him to change. They never meant or disrespected him. Those are his words, not mine, mind you. And seeing the love that he was receiving out of these people, seeing how he was being treated as a human being, made him question his own beliefs. And this person by himself, again, nobody indoctrinated him. Nobody talked to him about you shouldn't do this or that. By himself, just out of the love these people were showing him, he decided to change his ways. And now the man is not gay anymore and is living a straight and narrow life. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, well, that is the rule, not the exception. On the contrary, that's generally the exception, not the rule. And again, I am not trying to change any gay people. If you don't want to change your lifestyle, that's on you, man. You know, you do you. You live your life, whatever you see fit. But what I'm trying to say is this. Instead of beating people over the head with a Bible and calling on out on their bullshit, if you're calling out people on their bullshit, you got to be willing to take the punches as well. Because guess what? If you're a human being, if blood is pumping through your veins, if your heart is beating, there is a 99.9 chance that you are full of shit as well. All of us are full of shit. All of us. No exceptions. No exceptions whatsoever. So, if you're going to call on people on their bullshit, get ready to be called on your bullshit as well. So, if you want to really incorporate the teachings of Christ in your lifestyle, you know, let's start out by living the love lifestyle, you know, accepting people as they are. Jesus never questioned people. Jesus never was calling you piece of shit. The only people that Jesus called out, you know who were? You want to know who because yes, Jesus did call out bullshit on people. But you know who? The religious people. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? He called out religious people on their bullshit. I wonder why. But let's keep that for another occasion. I guess this has been enough for today. And I had to end it with the call Christianity thing. I'm sorry. I'm still diving into my shit with my belief system. I think I've been clear that I'm aiming more towards, you know, my Christian side. Although, as you can see, my mouth is still pottied and says a lot of ill-advised things that no Christian should be saying. But have patience with me. I'm still in the middle of getting better or getting right with God. So have patience with me in that area. Or maybe don't. Who gives a shit? So I guess this has been another episode of the Husky by Bull. A rant, if you will. I hope this one was better than the last one. And I hope that I can have someone here soon. I mean, I'd rather do even something via Skype or Zoom, whatever, just to, you know, spice this thing up and not make it so fucking boring. You know, the same old deal, the t-shirts available on mitpublicstore.com, link on the bio, will be available on air on the episode description, both on the audio and video version. So, again, this has been the Husky by Bull. This has been Ariel. Let's hear each other of each other. That was a burp. Let's listen to each other next week. Take care. Bye.